welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report. And we have Tim Alexander on the run. He's on his cell phone today for the first half hour. At the bottom of the hour, we're joined with Jim Gersey. Hi, Tim. How are you doing? I guess you're bringing a relative in to see their physician.
Yeah, I'm on the road. I don't know how good a connection I've got here.
Oh, you're good. You sound like you're at the bottom of a tunnel, but I can still hear the Tim is coming across.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. Don't be sorry.
I'm in the rural southwestern Indiana. I don't know how many of our viewers have been experiencing a wave of heavy, hard colds that's going around, at least in the American Midwest. I know it's in Texas. But I've had it.
I haven't seen it out west here in California yet.
Well, it probably after everybody comes back from holiday vacations, it will really spread. A lot of upper respiratory illness lasts about a week and a half or longer, and it's nasty. It's not the flu. There's no temperature, fever. But
well, we have nutraceuticals. If you take them, NutriDefense will block the receptor binding domain for the virus. Our three antipathogenics, Nutridyne is the most powerful. NutriSilver, I designed. And Allicin Med we have from our source in Germany. So we have seriously...
Well, people should be loading up on it because you don't want to get this. It's nasty.
And I'm talking about protection, too, because the flu is going to kill a lot of people this year. And these other bugs can go south, too, and someone can have an upper respiratory and can suddenly become a lobar pneumonia.
Oh, yeah.
Or if they've got obstructive sleep apnea, it can make them go over the edge and they get a hypoxic and have a cardiac arrest. Tim, there's a couple things over the weekend. I did the video on yesterday, the 26th. Two videos, part one and two, with Jim Fetzer. And we talked about things like the National Defense Authorization Act, where $611 billion was given to the military. But they buried it at this fake news kind of attack on free speech by the Abominator. Of course, Obama was also very busy. He did an attack against Israel because they've had in the wings this Land for Peace deal for decades. And he attacked it basically saying that you're not going to have land anymore, so there's nothing to negotiate for peace. So this is a very bad situation for the state of Israel. And Obama, being the maniac he is, you know, there's two Obamas. There's the personable Obama that'll be a fun late-night TV host playing with Jay-Z and Beyonce Knowles. And then there's the really bad demonic Obama that's the real guy who's a Satanist and a bisexual and a pedophile and a monster.
I'm not even sure he's bisexual. I think he
multisexual
clearly is. I mean, but he and Rahm Emanuel in their younger years made their spending money selling themselves at the largest gay bathhouse in Chicago. That's not exactly a very good background to be president of the United States. I don't think
it is to work in the district of criminals, though. It's excellent CV. This is a curriculum vitae of the elite of the district of criminals.
Well, you know, there's... I think when the get-out-of-jail cards crumble into nothingness January 20th, he might have a little something to be concerned about, because if, in fact, the birther issue is reopened, boy, you're talking about a can of worms, and, you know,
it is,
I mean,
reopened.
He could be guilty of high treason because he... assumed an office that he wasn't, and knowingly was not constitutionally eligible for. And then there's the issue, is Michelle Obama really Michelle, or is she Michael?
No, she is. Got to get the name right now. And I told my friend Roger, who I talked to yesterday, and his wife, his name, of course. And remember, there was a comment by one of the senior financial people that I went a little over the edge, even for me. And I call Michelle Obama Mike the Spike.
Mike the Spike.
Because she's got
a spike. Yeah, like a couple of little
She's
pictures.
Got her spike, in other words. Which
you know, here's the thing. If she is a he, besides the fact that it's really disgusting and it was a scam on everybody, when they were married, there was no legal marriage between two men. Hence, they were not married. Hence, she is not and could not be the first lady. Hence, she has been living off of the U.S. taxpayer for 8 years, and a great deal, I mean, literally millions of dollars in security has been spent on her. If, in fact, as many say, that there is no birth certificate for the Obama children, and they are really the children of a couple that are friends of theirs, and they were, in a sense, lent to the Obama couple with parentheses around it, so that he could run for office and pretend to be a straight guy and a married couple and so forth,
right?
Then they are not eligible for all the millions of dollars in Secret Service protection that they have had. Michelle or Michael, what other, her mother has been living in the White House. She actually wants $150,000 a year pension now for having taken care of her supposed grandchildren. She's been living at our expense. Now, those may be minor things other than the fact that the treason, it amounts to millions of dollars.
Now, you know that Michelle's mom had a voodoo altar in her room at the White House, right?
I didn't know that, but I wouldn't.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. Well, when you start peeling the layers back in the district of crooks, the district of criminals, it's really amazing, because what we've seen in this Pizzagate thing, it's far worse than most of us envision.
To some extent,
it even surprises me.
Well, here's the thing. When something is so fantastic it's not believable, you can't even discuss it with normal people because they think you're not just even opening up the can of worms. Because even though
I really want to see all this stuff exposed. I think the American public needs to wake up. I think we need to wake up to who's behind this, the global banking cartel families and their satanic nature. I think we need to wake up to the fact that there is a spiritual battle. And many of the people that we have been counting as our leaders are on the side of Satan. And I think, and also, it's just on a personal note, you know, I have libtard friends and many people, and over the years you try to educate them, and it's like you make a little headway, and the next time you talk to them, they've hit that big red reset button. And to some extent, I just want to kind of slap them upside the head and say, see here now you understand?
But
we will see. Now, I am very concerned, by the way, some breaking news. A number of places across the country yesterday, there were riots in shopping malls.
Right.
And what we're finding, and I'm not saying this to be racist or anything, but in many cases, they're black gangs that have moved into the shopping malls. We actually, even my small city, Evansville, we had an incident yesterday. Not too big a one, but, it's too cold out on the streets in most of the nation to be out on the streets, so many of these gangs have moved into the shopping malls. And we've become so politically correct, it's like we can't have tough law enforcement. But my guess is a combination of Donald Trump, who doesn't have time for political correctness, coming into office soon, and the fact that when you're looking at a shopping mall, you're looking at hundreds of millions of dollars worth of infrastructure and merchandise and everything else, and you can't allow a bunch of thugs to come in and take over your shopping mall and scare the people that are actually going to spend money.
I don't understand why it's even an issue. Why don't they just deal with it? It's like when I heard the thing about this terrorist that supposedly did the Berlin bombing. And by the way, there's a couple things we talked about with Jim Fetzer that indicate it might possibly, again, I'm just putting this out, be a false flag. There's a number of things about it that look false flaggy. But let's say it's real. This guy had metadata all over him. The Germans, the Italians, everybody. He actually burned down the shelter when he first got on the boat from Tunisia and melded in with the crowd from North Africa and Syria. He burned down his own shelter and got 2 years in prison in Italy before he headed up. And because they couldn't deport him, they didn't have the paperwork, they just let him release. And he just got on the bus or on the train and went up to Germany.
Why have to shoot him? Now, okay, I mean, I know that sounds extreme, but basically when you've got 2.1 million, 80% plus are single military-age Muslim idiots that have flooded into Europe. If that's not an invasion, what the hell is an invasion? You know? And they are raping women all over and little boys. And they want to establish their law. They're taking over the streets in Paris and many places. Why should people put up with this? Because their globalist, bought and paid for, blackmailed political class is allowing it. I mean, we need to put an end to this nonsense. And, of course, Obama has let in God knows how many tens of thousands.
Well, he apparently has, I think it's 181,000, I think, is coming in. They're already authorized.
Oh, delightful. Obama. Wonderful.
In 2017. And these are unvetted. By the way, I found out some interesting factoids. When they bring them in, they primarily hand them over to charities. A lot of them are Christian charities. And then when they hand them in, they don't tell the governor, like the governor of Minnesota or Wisconsin. I saw the governor of Wisconsin on. He was talking about this at Fox. They don't notify them where they are, who they are. And once they're here, by the way, with the charity, even the federal government kind of does hands off. They don't want to know what happens to them or where they go. They can leave the state. They can do anything they damn well please. So now we just dump these people into a location without notifying even the state authorities. The government, federal government doesn't even have a tracker system to say where are you, your GPS coordinates, what's your
main. And we're not even supposed to question the fact that many of them may be ISIS and may be here to kill us in our own nation.
Yeah, but
this is political correctness. It's just absolute, it's so insane. You're not supposed to ask these questions?
I learned a principle in emergency and trauma rooms over the past 40 years. And what I learned was 99% of things are not accidents, they're on purposes. When Angela Merkel brings in a percentage of killers and Sharia law Islamic maniacs, she knows it's going to kill German citizens. She knows a number of girls are going to get raped because their hair is still blonde and they got their skirt too high. So,
well, of course, she
so
knows.
So it's not an accident when this happens.
No, that as well.
Right. So the fact is that we have to understand that Angela Merkel is a co-conspirator with the criminals from Islam, and she's not being a compassionate.
Well, I believe she should be tried by the German courts for high treason.
Yeah, but the problem is she'll stand behind the idea that her daddy was a East German pastor, and they got to show compassion to these people because they're suffering. I'm thinking,
no.
They need to have safe zones in their country.
Both these people are not war refugees anyway. They've been told, come in, we'll get all kind of free money. They're at best economic refugees. In other words, they want to come in and live off the Germans or the Norwegians or the French and ruin their country. And bring their evil and their stupidity. You know, a lot of these people, their IQs are in the 80s or low 90s.
My son went to Portland State University. He's down here now in California with us. And he studied Arabic, so he speaks Arabic. And he said crypto-Arabic and crypto-Aramaic, the word Ahalu Akbar means God is a rat in ancient thing. So these people...
Terrible.
They're not saying God is great or God is greater. They're actually saying the crypto Aramaic, we're rats and our God is a chief rat. So they're basically coming in to eat the good
food. My God is not a rat, I guarantee you that.
No, I can tell you, when people say, I've had people say this to me before, in fact, even Jim Fetzer saying that, you know, Islam is an Abrahamic religion. I beg to differ. I know the difference. It is the, I think, 200 and whatever number God of Mecca and Medina. It's the moon war god. It is not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is not his name. Okay, his name is not Allah. Allah is a moon war god. It is not the God of the Bible. It is not.
You'll never hear me defending Islam because it's a false religion, and I don't. If that may upset some people, it's not politically correct. Too bad.
No, I want to upset them. I want to upset them.
I'm an American.
I want to upset them. I want to tick them off because they are in ignorance and they're going to hurt themselves. And if ultimately, and I saw this from an expert, military expert on Islam, there's three groups of Muslims. The first group are highly educated. They want to integrate and they really don't want the bad parts of Islam. And there's a small percentage of those, engineers, doctors, other people. But they won't come against other Islam because it's their culture. And if they do, their daughter will have a fatwa and she'll be killed between home and the university or their school.
Yep.
The second group are Islamists. And these are people that want a Sharia state in America or Europe. And then out of the Islamists come the jihadists. The jihadists are murderers that will die trying to get their boys with skin like pearls and their 72 virgins and all the other foolishness and want to make themselves human bombs. And those maniacs, they need to die in their skin really quickly.
Well, and not only that, when we pick up the body parts from them, we need to put them, dump some sheep intestines, or not sheep, pig intestines, or pig blood on them, so that they can be assured by their own ridiculous religion that they're not going to go and get 72 virgins. They're going to go to hell because they're contaminated with pig blood. And I think that's important. And I mean, you look, even a lot of, well, one thing that is kind of characteristic of Arabs, and I have Arab friends, Christian Arab friends, but they respect power. Okay, you can't show weakness in that culture, and particularly with the Muslim Arabs, you cannot show weakness to them. And what are we doing but showing incredible weakness and stupidity?
Well, look what Obama's done. He's shown.
Come in and kill us, take over our country, and we'll pay you to do it.
Well, look at Obama, and then even Hillary was planning on 550% more, when even privately she said, we can't vet these people, but who gives a rat? Rats behind.
Yeah, well.
They kill Americans, it's all good. I mean, a woman who herself was turned by her parents, who handed her over to the devil, by having her go through sex magic rituals and human sacrifice since the time she was a little girl, what do we expect? We have to understand that.
Yeah, well, I mean, she was in favor of abortion right up to natural childbirth. Well, you know, an abortion of a nine-month-old baby?
If you don't think abortion is
murder, wouldn't that constitute murder? I mean,
of course
let's
it is,
get real, folks.
Here's the point. They want the blood sacrifice. They don't want women to just be, you know, have a valve that can turn off so they can't get pregnant. I believe women have the right to be sterile, but they don't have the right to kill a baby that's genetically distinct. And that's an absolute right, because if I could take that fetus and say, no, don't abort. I want to do low-flow suction. In fact, I'll give you a big chunk of money, $100,000. We'll go to a lab. We'll pull up that fetus. You'll no longer be pregnant, but I'm going to grow that fetus in the lab and put transgenic genes with the Cas9 protocol from other animals, and I'm going to make it a cyborg warrior. For example, there's going to be a movie later this year, and one of the new...
That sounds like something right out of hell.
Well, one of the actual Marvel comic superheroes now is called Cyborg. Basically, someone who's been, you know, cybernetically enhanced human. Now, they wanted me to work on this cyborg project in 1978 at UCLA with VA Hospital Dr. Wallace Tortelot, and I turned it down. I said, no, I'm not going to work. I wanted to work on MS multiple sclerosis and the MS tissue repository, not on cyborg technology to turn and make super soldiers. And they were going to use a female embryo template, not male, female, because of high male hormones of testosterone make you more likely to actually break or bolt from orders. So what people have to understand here is that when women are pushing for women's rights to abortion, they're pushing for women's rights to no longer exist. Because 93% of abortions in the world are female. They're not Down syndrome or genetic defects. They're just female. Okay?
Well, that's because in many of the third world countries, and I include China in that, the male is the one that takes care of the parents when they get older.
And you can go in Vancouver, Canada, or Toronto, and you can go one or two blocks away from the government-run abortuary, and you have some guy in a turban, like, let's say, a Sikh that's running an ultrasound unit, and he's fully certified. You come in, I do ultrasound, I tell him, handle or no handle. And guess what? No handle. You walk down the government-supplied abortuary in Vancouver, Canada, you're going to get your abortion. And they're female. And you may be a little bit upset about that, girls. Get with the program. You push abortion, you get rid of women. Females in the future doesn't need you. You have to understand that. It doesn't.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey, this is Jimmy from Zipa. I want to talk to you about something that really bothers me, snoring abuse. It's a real thing. You hear me? Abuse. And it's abuse that's been going untouched for far too long. Guess what? I'm going to touch it. I'm going to touch it like crazy. Wake it up and make it a known thing here. Snoring abuse is not a victimless crime. You go ahead and you snore, you're hurting others because you're taking away from their very important thing called sleep. People need their sleep so that they can function. You hear me? There's millions of people that are snoring night after night, and they're not doing anything about that. And if you're the one who's snoring, you better go to Zipa.com and get this fixed immediately. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. You need to stop snoring abuse now. What about your children? They're not getting any sleep because you're snoring? Unacceptable. Order now. Go to Zipa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. PPAH.com. That's Happy Z spelled backwards.
You gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer.
And welcome back, and Tim, I'm really hopeful. In fact, it brought me to tears on Friday when I mentioned this when Michelle was saying, you know, what's the Christmas message? I believe trumpets, which are the trumpets of God, is giving us a period of grace in America and also the world, because we're now probably going to get an invitation from Donald Trump for Vladimir Putin.
No, we have a chance, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, the thing is, we have to be very careful that we stay in repentance, because the future Democrat or globalist administration could take all the power sequestered and the economic and financial and military rebuilding and use it for evil in the future if you don't stay repenting. We have to remember the king of Nineveh. For 40 years, the destruction of Nineveh was held back by the hand of God because of repentance. But when that king died and his sons took over, they did great evil in the sight of God. And he said, that's it, man, it's over. Bam! Nineveh, the giant city, 160 by, you know, I think it was like 60 or 80 miles by 80 miles, 1,600 square miles with a wall around it, 60 feet high, wide enough for three chariots. I mean, we're not talking about a little city. This is probably one of the biggest cities that ever existed on Earth.
And it got destroyed. Great cities in antiquity, yes.
Right, and it got destroyed. So we have to understand that God creates and God destroys, not the devil. People need to know the destroyer is not the devil, it's God. but it's a righteous God. When grace ends, judgment comes.
Yeah, and we have another chance here, but you're right. We're going to have to get right with God. When you look at the violence in like the shopping malls, what you're seeing is the result of social engineering that has been designed to not only destroy the family and family values, but Christian values. You're seeing people who their mother might have been 12 or 14, and her mother. You're seeing, multiple generations on welfare, on hard drugs, alcohol, and all the children born without a father or father figure in the house, and living on the streets, and living an immoral and illegal, corrupt lifestyle, and it is so destructive for them and everybody around them and society. And this is part of what the 21st century, early 21st century, has become. And we have got to unengineer that social engineering. It won't happen overnight, because it didn't happen overnight to get to this point. But we've got to insist more and more that if you're going to beget children, you need to be in a proper marriage, one man, one woman, and you are responsible for that child. And, it's not, you're a little girl and you want to get pregnant by this guy because he's a big, good-looking guy, and then another guy, forget the kid once it gets old. It's not so cute, and it roams the streets. And we can't live that way. We can't tolerate that kind of thinking and behavior. We can't tolerate 80% in the black community being born out of wedlock, 60% in the Chicano community, and 40% in the white community being born out of wedlock. That is extraordinarily destructive to society and to the individuals who are living that lifestyle. We didn't get, human beings have been here for about the Homo sapiens, about a quarter of a million years, 250 or so thousand years. And we, from knowledge from God and also just our own experiences over the millennium, have learned that the things work best with a daddy and a mommy, a man and a woman and a children, that nuclear family and an extended family. And when you start tinkering with that, like the communists and so many people want to do, then you are just asking for chaos, and you're spreading a lot of hurt, multi-generational hurt, on people. And this is one of the things that we've got to tackle. Politically correctness stands in the way of that. Oh, you can't say anything. Oh, and it's so wonderful to be transgendered, and boys should be able to go in the girls' bathrooms and vice versa. No. And we're going to have to put our foot down, and normal people are going to have to start saying, you're screwed up. We don't want to hear your nonsense. Go crawl back in your hole.
Tim, let's do a video, if not later today, then tomorrow. We'll be back in a moment with Jim Gersey from New York City.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat. You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And welcome back, and we have Jim Gersey from PPRDI, Peak Performance Research and Development Institute in New York City, our first and best and most advanced clinic for diagnostic quantum diagnosis for QRMA, bioplasm, and metapathia. Welcome back, Jim.
Hey, welcome everyone.
We're going to do some more videos. We had some audio issues, I think, the last one we did, but we've got that all conquered now. And we're also going to do it on all our platforms, Vimeo, YouTube, Deagle Network, Minds, and, of course, all the other RSS platforms in the world in English. It's important to understand that what we're putting forward is what I call the full integration of functional medicine to become a standard. In other words, we're not asking for other physicians to or health professionals to get on board. We're talking about the fact that functional medicine is a big tent. It incorporates chiropractic, toxicology, infectious disease, surgery, quantum diagnostics. And if people have their skepticals on rather than spectacles, and they want to do blood tests, urine, and imaging studies, I can direct them to the ones to validate what we find in these quantum testing. So let's talk about it. What do you provide for people, Jim?
Well, you know, I've always talked about it being the 1-2 punch. The first one is the QRMA, which is a quick readout of what's going on in the systems as far as, looking at whether there be heavy metals, vitamins, minerals, and even function of the tissues themselves.
Yeah, so three things. It supplies nutrient content, whether it's above or below normal, like in heavy metals. Number two, organ function, whether it's okay or not okay. And number three, whether there's hormonal abnormalities as well that are present in the body and the biorhythms are out of balance. It's a quick test. It only takes a minute. I recommend if we're doing a test, though, they purchase at least one or two consult units so I can review their medical records and integrate it with the QRMA. The next test up is the menopathia. This is equivalent to doing MRI, CT scan, imaging studies, blood work. It actually probes deep in organs. If, for example, had these menopathic machines at points of entry, we could tell somebody's coming in, even if they have a stealth and only one organ system, the presence of, say, the Zika virus, RNA virus in some body compartment, including the endocervix or the bone marrow, which may not even show up in their bone, their blood. So the neat thing about the menopathia, if someone's skeptical, I can tell them what imaging studies to do. Let's say if there's an abnormality in their brain, an MRI scan, or their organic acids, or there's signs of a dysbiosis in their gut, we can do a comprehensive digestive stool analysis and cultures. We can provide them with a customized nutraceutical program, and I can also tell them what kind of medical doctors they may have to see or biological dentists. So, for example, I recently did a menopathia scan on a friend here in Southern California because they don't have an open office, and that person showed up to have a weird abscess in their tooth, which we, by the way, took care of with our antipathogenics. But if it hadn't gotten better, she would have had to see a biological dentist and deal with the very fact that these are very weird pathogens growing in her tooth. So, you know, that's really important to understand that we can tell if you've got blocked arteries in your heart from the menopathia scan, if you've got end organ damage, if you've got early signs of cancer or advanced cancer with metastases. You can see it on the menopathia scan. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. I just did a health fair maybe a couple of weeks ago. I talked to you about this doctor where it was just a quick express of the menopathia. It just does a quick overview just so people get a taste of what it is. And I got to tell you, so many people thought they were healthy going in, and boy, were they surprised because some of the things that showed up, I said, I'm not a doctor, I'm a technician, and then I referred them to you, and I said, either you know, come to you or go see your doctor, because...
Yeah. Well, the problem is the doctor's going to base it on symptoms. This will pick it up before you have symptoms. Whether it's an innate cancer developing or a blocked artery or a stealth infection or periodontal disease or a hormone imbalance or a thyroid dysfunction or, you know, lack of testosterone or, you know, prostate cancer, it's going to pick up everything. Now, you can also do a metatherapy, so you can actually change the biofrequency template that allows those diseases to be expressed, and you can do that immediately with the machine, so it's therapeutic as well, and you can develop a nozode or a homeopathic therapy to send in signal to the body as a sublingual spray that will actually put a therapeutic frequency back in the body to help the body assist it suppressing abnormal biorhythms and frequency spectra that support disease. So no disease can exist without the proper frequency spectra to support that disease state. That's how homeopathy works.
Now, you know what was really surprising was one gentleman came by. He said, I'm relatively healthy. I think I am. And I ran through the system. And for everybody out there in the audience to understand, you look for ones, twos, and threes being very, very operational, four, fives, and sixes, meaning that you're really stressed, but six really is non-functional. This guy had a lot of sixes in the heart, in the pancreas, and then he walked with him, and he looked, and I looked at him, and I go, I would definitely see a doctor. But he just smiled his way. He didn't want to know the truth, and I think that's something out there with a lot of people, not until they have major health crisis.
Well, they don't know that they have trouble. Like, for example, for every diabetic out there, there's 2 to 3 diabetics that don't know they're diabetic yet. And they're going to find out the hard way with either plaque in their artery walls, kidney shut down, or glaucoma, or an amputation or serious infection. You know, it's going to overtake them.
Yeah, I was just shocked, and like, because I'm a person that I want to find out the truth. Because before you fall off the cliff is much more a much better time to deal with it than falling off the cliff.
Right, right, and you can't wait for symptoms.
A good example.
By the way. Go ahead.
No, a good example is over the summer I did the QMRA and the metapathia. At that time I was using the bioplasm. My brother-in-law, I did this on my brother-in-law. He, you know, his systems were stressed. We sent the QMRA to you. He stuck to the whole protocol, and I ran the metapathia on him last week. He only had little areas dealing with, again, some red areas, not like that dark brown where you're going, oh boy, something's going on. He changed his whole biology. He changed his whole physiology through the metatherapies, through the nutraceuticals. He's like, when I looked at him, going, this is a success story. Cause
yeah, I knew he was my person.
He was a new person, and he was just, but he was also a person that was very skeptical. And I welcomed it because I want to make sure everything that we're doing was high efficacy. And he actually proved it, you know, time and time again. It was beautiful.
Let me give you an example of a scan. These are actual scans that happen. We scanned someone. Turns out they got blocked arteries in the back of their heart. I recommend they see a cardiologist and get a CT scan and a cardiolite CT scan to look for abnormal circulation in the back of the heart and a transesophageal echogram. And if it shows up abnormalities, they may need a full-fledged angiogram to look where the blockages are. They may need stents if it's too far gone, and we hopefully can put them on a protocol to reverse the plaque formation there, get their blood pressure, and improve their perfusion, and protect the artery walls from oxidative stress. It's a real case, okay? We assigned someone else. They showed an abnormality in the base of their brain. It turns out to be a multicentric astroglioma. It's already metastasized to the pons and the brainstem. Real case, okay? We have someone who has a dysbiosis in their gut. We actually can see what pathogen it is. This particular pathogen, by the way, is a deconjugator, which means if it's in the lower colon, it's going to take toxins your liver's already conjugated so you don't get cancer, and it's going to re-release those back into your bloodstream, so they're going to go back to your liver, your brain, your pancreas, and your breast in women and your prostate in men. So this is not a minor thing. I had a person just recently request an email. They were looking for the best probiotics. Of course, we've got the Resolve 6 strain, our base strain, which is the Living Probiotic 84-cap bottle, one twice a day, and then we have the Living Probiotic Ultra every third day. It's the Howard Hughes strain, and then berberstatin helps to get rid of dysbiosis. It's not a minor thing because you have less. If you have small bowel overgrowth, you're going to have leaky gut, and you're going to get food allergies. You're going to get upregulation of inflammation that's going to precipitate and push you toward diabetes and hypertension, and push you toward end organ autoimmune diseases like, you know, rheumatoid arthritis or some other autoimmune condition like lupus. So what we're finding is we're able to cross-correlate, and what I often will precipitate when I see these tests, as I say, I had one lady that showed up a very abnormal bladder. I mean, number 6 is all over it, and I'm thinking, you need a cystoscopy. I want you to get a biopsy done of your bladder. You know, I want the urologist to stick a scope up there and see what the hell's going on in your bladder. All right? We have other people that show signs that they've got, you know, let's say, end organ damage, and it looks like their circulation's going in their legs. We can see the blockages of the arteries. So I'm going to order a NEVA arterial and venous study to look at their arteries and veins. And if it looks funky on that too, I'm going to recommend an ultrasound scan of their blood vessels to see if it's normal. And they're going to need to see a vascular surgeon, because if it's too far gone, we can't help but have to put a Dacron graft in there, because they're going to get an amputation if they have an acute crisis and the circulation goes bad enough that they go gangrenous. Hopefully what we can do is put them on a protocol over the next weeks and months with, you know, things like hyperbaric oxygen and enzymes and so on. We can actually break the plaque down so their circulation opens up. In most cases, we will. But a lot of people wait for symptoms. And if, for example, one of the things we found with diabetics don't get chest pain when they get near the time when their arteries are choking off and they're ready to die. They just get short of breath. Did you know that? Diabetics don't get chest pain.
Yeah, not at all.
Right. Not a good thing. So you don't have chest pain, you just feel short of breath, you just feel crappy. Feeling crappy is not a really good warning symptom to say you're going to face plant forever. Right? Face planting forever means you're going to die on the spot and you're going to break your teeth as you hit the ground. Not good. In other words, you're going to rest so fast some cases, you're going to be dead before your face hits the ground.
You said in the past, it's the silent symptoms are the ones that are going to kill you.
No symptoms at all. For example, a lot of people think, well, I'm detoxing and pulling the mercury out. taking toxins out of your body can be create a crisis. We just had a recent person that I got their QRMA scan. They got a machine, and she's going to have to slow down her detox because her body just can't hack it. We've got to buffer her against the free radicals with our special free radical protocol like Gamma E+, Nutritrala, Cell Detox Glutathione, and Samethyl, et cetera. We're going to have to give her a whole bunch of stuff just to high-dose power C so she stays in an acid, alkaline state, non-acid, doesn't support her metabolism, anaerobic metabolism, is highly oxygenated, and is alkaline. And if we can keep her in an alkaline ketogenic state and very, very well oxygenated, she's not going to have a crisis or a super infection or go septic. But if we don't, as we're detoxing her, we can push her over the edge and she can get very violently ill or even have a flare-up of her diverticulosis and can die of a septic peritonitis. So, you know, people need to realize that getting well isn't always easy and it isn't always fun. You know, and we have to back it off and protect you so that it becomes more fun and not so darn difficult to get well because as you're detoxing, if you're not buffering your body enough, you're going to get sicker than snot, and you're not going to feel right. And when people say, look, how are you hurting me? I'm taking all these good nutrients. It's because your body's getting a detox crisis. So we can walk you through, and we do repeat the QRMA test or the metapathia scan. And the nice thing about what you do, Jim, is you'll actually go out to the site and meet people within an hour of New York City. That's pretty amazing. You're really motivated.
Well, I set this up just so we could be mobile because there's many people that want to get to it. And a drive, and I said, just even in a hotel lobby, we could take care of it because it's
yeah. All you do is sit there. Yeah, you just put hydrophones on your head. You don't even need to take your clothing off, and you hold the electrode with one hand. That's it. There's nothing else you have to do. Yeah. You don't have to take off your socks or shoes or jacket or anything. Pretty cool,
yeah,
hey?
And it's non-invasive and it's safe. There's nothing that you make is...
We're not putting electricity through your body. We're putting it through radiation. We're injecting you some contrast material so the scan can pick up weird shit. Excuse my English. In your body that's killing you. And you don't know that it's going to kill you. And the thing is, if you're skeptical, which is perfectly fine, if you've got good enough insurance, I'll tell you and your doctors what tests to do to validate what we think is going on. Remember, this is in a metastable state, so if we start treating you, the markers that show you're developing cancer are going to disappear really quickly within weeks because we've changed your body physiology, so your cells are now reversing to a normal genetic state, and literally the cancer that is nascent in your body can disappear, just like an artery that's all blocked up or in spasm. Because remember, half the people who die of a heart attack have whistle-clean arteries. They have arteries that are in spasm. They're not blocked because of old plaque. Interesting, eh? And cancer can't occur, yeah, or even an arthritis in the joint unless the electrical circuits permit it in that joint. So you can have terrible rheumatoid arthritis in your right knee, and your left ankle and left knee may be perfectly normal because there's no electrical circuits indicating supported by electrical dysfunction maintaining the abnormal physiology that allows that disease to exist in that tissue. It's not a one size fits all. If you've got it in your blood, you're going to get it everywhere. That's not true. You need the permissive circuits for it to happen. Interesting, hey?
It is. You know, even one gentleman I took care of a couple of months ago, it just came up as the signature of strep. And he looked at me, says, I don't have strep. And I said, well, I'm just telling you, this is what the machine says. I'm not a doctor here. And he calls me up 2 days later. He said, I'm at the doctor. I have strep. How the heck did you know that? And I said, the metapathia read that. That's just the way it is.
Yeah. So he was skeptical, but he sort of woke up and realized this is a valuable test. Now, what I want to see around the world is this model integrates with medicine. It gets people appropriately to the right surgeon or dentist or biological dentist, chiropractor, deep massage therapist, herbologist, psychologist, whatever. You can see abnormalities in, for example, parts of the brain that tell you the person's got post-traumatic stress disorder. And you can even do a volumetric study of the various nuclei or deep brain studies that can actually say the brain is screwed up. So when somebody says, well, you can't tell that, Deagle, I'm thinking, you're talking to Deagle. Yes, I can. And when I can't, I'll go and talk to my colleagues about areas that I'm totally ignorant of, and they'll tell me more stuff and say, oh, did you know this research lab, Deagle, where they can do this in this deep brain study or genetic analysis. For example, right now, you can send me your MRI, CT scan, PET scan, and SPECT blood flow scan, organic acids and metabolites, and a 23andMe and Prometheus analysis of your genes, and I'll tell you what to do along with your QRMA and metapathia. And I do it just like, as they say, like a concert pianist. All you have to do is tell me where the middle C is, even if I'm blindfolded, and I can play an aria or advanced concerto. So it, to me, it's easy like breathing. This is not something that, you know, I can train doctors case by case, but it's going to take years to do that, to learn the art and the science of functional medicine, because it's an art and it's a science. It's both. You can't take one without the other. There is an artist to read to this, but I have the colors of now all these advanced testing, and if people are skeptical, that's perfectly fine. You say, I don't believe you, Deagle. That's garbage that I have blocked arteries in my hair. I said, fine, let's do a CT scan and a cardiac angiogram, transesophageal echo. Well, I don't have cancer. I said, well, let's get the oncologist to look at you. We'll do a spiral thin section CT scan and a PET scan to see if the lesions on the CT are hot. On the PET scan with fluorodeoxypositron and glucose, and then we're going to nail it, sucker. So if you don't believe me when we do our analysis,
imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hey, this is Jimmy from Zipa. I want to talk to you about something that really bothers me, snoring abuse. It's a real thing. You hear me? Abuse. And it's abuse that's been going untouched for far too long. Guess what? I'm going to touch it. I'm going to touch it like crazy. Wake it up and make it a known thing here. Snoring abuse is not a victimless crime. You go ahead and you snore, you're hurting others because you're taking away from their very important thing called sleep. People need their sleep so that they can function. You hear me? There's millions of people that are snoring night after night, and they're not doing anything about that. And if you're the one who's snoring, you better go to Zipa.com and get this fixed immediately. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. You need to stop snoring abuse now. What about your children? They're not getting any sleep because you're snoring? Unacceptable. Order now. Go to Zipa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. That's Happy Z spelled backwards.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. An issue came up that Jim, you mentioned. If the test doesn't show a lot of abnormalities when you're initially doing the test and you know a person has pre-existing illness. If their tissues are in such a low redox state, there's not going to be a strength in the tissues enough to generate a harmonic resonant signal. As you raise the oxygen concentration, the energy of the tissues, the redox, like hyperbaric oxygen, high-dose power C, or start healing them, their signal will start increasing, and they'll actually look like they're getting worse because now the tissues have high enough energy to display a harmonic resonant signal that's dysfunctional, showing a disease state. So don't be surprised when you repeat the QRMA test or metapathia. The things don't pop out after a while because you're now starting to provide nutrients to try to correct the underlying problem, and now the tissues have high enough energy to actually display the frequency spectra of a disease state. Interesting, eh?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
low redox doesn't even come up on the radar. If someone's, let's say, ovaries are dead-o in terms of energetics, you're not going to see a cyst on them, or if you've got something going on in a particular organ that's such a low redox state, they're not going to have a harmonic resonant pattern that the computer or the metapathia is going to detect to show that something really screwed up in that organ. So you have to raise the energy, and you can do that with several ways. Lumen photon, micropulse, which increases stem cell activation, mild hyperbaric oxygen, and high-dose things like high-dose power Z that gets rid of the anaerobic metabolism and starts to raise the ATP generation, giving NADH, and the D-ribose will increase NADH, nicotine adenine dinucleotide hydride, reduced state, and ATP. When you raise those levels of the high-energy molecules with things like mitochondrial energy, carnitine, CoQ10, CoQ10, ubiquinol, all of a sudden the circuits will start popping out at you and say, oh my God, this person doesn't look well. All of a sudden they're not so bad, QRMA looks horrific. That's because you raise the energy level of the tissue. Interesting, eh?
Yeah, and I even found that in my one sister, I was doing the QMRA on, not the QMRA, the metapathy on her. She at first got better, then it got worse, and then it got better. And then just through a conversation with you, it's basically a retracement of you got yourself into the sludge. It's pulling yourself out of that sludge at the same time. So you're going through those patterns and detoxing at the same time.
Right.
Where you come back to full balance and health again.
Exactly. So you have to understand that. Now, also, you need to be skeptical when you find something and it looks like it needs attention, like, for example, what I mentioned about the bladder, that could be bladder cancer or a weird pathogen. You want to address it immediately with standard cultures and imaging studies and doctors and specialists to validate, like, oh, my God, an OMG moment. We better look at this closely because the test is consistently coming back showing serious pathology. You want to validate that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, that means appropriate medical or other interventions, which might mean surgery or hospital or God knows what, because this is going to pick up things, for example, that you otherwise wouldn't on a blood test or an imaging study. And you can validate it with imaging, genetic analysis, organic acids, immunology testing, and so on. It's very neat. It's another dimension to, I call, pre-symptomatic diagnostics and pathology, so you can find out what's wrong. And your service is the best in the country for doing that, and it's a co-consultation with me, Dr. Bill, and we can, together as a team, figure out what the heck's going on with you long before you get deadly symptoms or a horrifying disease. It's a journey. Thank you again. It's pprdi.com. It's a link on the front page of NutriMedical. Peak Performance Research and Development Institute. Tim Gersey, thank you. Back tomorrow, believe it or not, it's Wednesday already, with Hardy Schlanger in Berlin. Berlin, as they say. We'll talk tomorrow.
All right.
Thanks, Jim.
You're
probably
welcome.
Heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soap.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.